Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Sherry and George is on the line with a question about cleaning bathroom tile. What's going on?
I bought a condo, and the bathroom tiles are really, really pretty, but they're old, and they have lost their luster. And I think I was looking for a solution that didn't involve demolition.
Well, that sounds like a possibility. Let's see what we can do to help you. So you see the tiles have lost their luster. Is it really the grout, or is it the tiles themselves?
Oh, no, it's the tiles. They have absolutely, like, no shine to them whatsoever. They're very, very matte, and it should have that luster like the subway tiles.
Well, maybe. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of tiles that have luster, that have matte finishes, right, Leslie?
There are tiles that have matte finishes that tend to get the dirt stuck to them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for that. Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up, you know, a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And like mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with like a stiff bristle brush, not a metal bristle, but like a plastic bristle brush, you know, one meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, I guess, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it, keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.